You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, Ethan, Now here comes the real test.
Yeah.
You got to name your all-time West Ham 1 to 11.
Yeah, this is tough, you know, because I don't know how to look at it. So I went for a mix of like some nostalgia, some also just players. That's what I've sort of gone with. And in goal, and for one moment and one moment only, is Adrian.
Oh.
The gloves off pen.
The pen.
Ice cold. Ice cold. Again, he was keeper for us for so long. I think he's decent as well. And that's just, that moment's just so cold.
I've always thought, like, if he missed that penalty, embarrassing to go pick those gloves up.
But he didn't.
He didn't.
But he didn't. So that cements the goalkeeping spot for me, because that moment is just like, well done. Well done. He backed himself big time.
Adrian in goal then. What formation? 4-4-2?
I've gone 4-3-3.
Oh.
I've gone 4-3-3. All right. And at left back, I've gone Kress. Because again,
solid.
Long time servant, demon of a left foot. And yeah, again, just one of them players that just cracks on. Do you know what I mean? Like, he's always been here, just cracks on. Mm-hmm. So yeah, he's got to be left back for me.
Yeah, sound. So who next? Centre backs.
Ginge.
Of
Ginge
course.
Ginge is in. Ginge is in. I was lucky enough to, again, in Prague, he was sort of floating in and around. So bumping into him was quite nice. Again, just one of them players, like, love it.
Heart on his sleeve.
I'll tell you who else is there as well next to him. Dawson.
Craig Dawson.
I think Collins and Dawson, right? That is ridiculous. That is quality centre-halves.
This is a real British defence. This is meat and potatoes defending.
Dark hearts as well. Little shoulder.
Get the boy in the box.
Yeah.
Bosh.
Yeah, exactly. Head. From corners, we're trouble. Anyone trying to sort of use their weight, get cheeky elbow in the back, have that, in the ribs. Get, do you know what I mean? Just good quality. Blocks, everything. Love it. Yeah. And then right back, this one's hard, but I've gone for a bit of class. He wasn't here for very long. Zabaleta.
Oh, Zabaleta.
Loved him. I just think he's like, again, just one of them. I like my defenders to defend. Like a defense.
I could tell from this selection.
Yep.
There's not much glamour going forward.
After your two centre back, I thought you were going to go Thomas Repka.
Yeah, it's not a bad shout, but again, this is where I try to mix sort of like a little bit of class with some. But yeah, I've gone Zabs. He weren't here for very long. It was sort of like the end of his career, but I think he's just class. I think he definitely sort of like helps the dressing room as well, I feel.
Yeah,
I feel a person with that experience sort of like helps 100%. The dressing room. All right, midfielders. So I'm going four, by the way, two sitters with one in front.
Okay.
And my two sitters.
Was that double pivot? I think that's called,
double pivot. The double pivot. Yep. Mark Noble.
Of course.
He's in.
Yeah.
Next to.
Captain? Is he captain?
He's captain.
Yeah.
Next to Declan Rice. And in front of them is Dimitri Payet playing the 10.
Oh, this is naughty.
Lovely.
Yeah.
That.
So this is what I'm saying.
Naughty. Free roll. Do what you want.
Play.
Yep.
Go and play, Payet. Do what you want. Enjoy it. but that's what I saw. I've got that bank of four that, like, good luck. smashing you up.
Yeah.
And then it starts getting classy.
We're building the class as we move forward.
Yeah, exactly. So again, that double pivot, I think, does wonders. Declan, again, was amazing for us. Nobes, Mr. West Ham, quality. And Payet, just wow. When he was here, wow. I did a Snapchat takeover for West Ham, the Middlesbrough game. And it's that goal where, like,
he takes
he's
on
doing
everyone.
It himself. Like, you know, once he's gone past two, you think, he's doing it himself. Mm-hmm. No one else is getting this football now. And in fact, that you even put it in the back of the net is like, yeah, fair dues.
He actually beat some people twice in that movie. Yeah, like he goes back
that's
for more.
That's illegal. That is. That's illegal.
That goal. That's when I knew as well. I was like, Middlesbrough ain't cut out three. I think like, they're not because he's just done it himself.
That's actually one out of order. I've beat you once. Come back again. Yeah. And do it again. Yeah. See you later.
Hold that. So that is my three in midfield.
This is good.
Yeah, and then we are going four. Going Paqueta on the left. Yeah. He's playing there at the minute. Yeah. So I'm putting him out there. Again, he's gravy. He's amazing. So good. So, so good.
So glad you brought him into the club.
Yeah, yeah, thanks. right wing, Gonjarud, club legend. Scored the goal, lifted the trophy. Has to be there.
Yeah.
I know he's playing in the middle for us at the minute, but yeah, stick him out on the right. I think he's quality. Yeah. And then up top, this is hard, you know, but...
Who are you going to go for? I can't figure it out.
I've gone for Antonio.
Oh.
Again. Scored bundles of goals for us, has been very important for us over the last couple of years. We've tried other strikers or whatever. We always end up back with Mickey. But do you know what? I don't mind it because he does put it in. When he's on the pitch, he puts it in for us and I love that. So,
man.
And there's some goals he scores where I think, even he must think, done that. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? And I love that in a player where like, it's just some of his goals, I think, yeah, well done.
Do you remember his debut goal? Was it against San Marino? Comes
and that, from that moment on, you from know, that, it's chaos.
Yeah. Top scoring Premier League striker.
Do you think
for us
now we will see the Antonio of old, now that he's got a point to prove again?
I'd like to think so. I think as well with the injury, he's been out for a while playing Jared. I think, and we miss that sometimes, you know. Jared's good with chucking the ball channels, whatever, for him to run onto and proper just be direct. But some teams, you need that geezer that's going to ruffle them up and get into them because we miss that physicality up there sometimes. And
Marlon Harewood type.
Yeah, exactly. I'll tell you what, I used to love him. I used to absolutely love him.
He's still got a bit about him.
Yeah.
You ever need a striker?
Remember, our semi-final was played at Villa, weren't it? Villa Park. And I remember I sat in like one of the second rows. This is how much I like. Someone fouled him. Yeah. I was like, I'm mental. Yeah, I used to love Harewood.
Where did you sit?
Like, I don't know what stand it was, but I was sort of...
Would you be behind the goal?
No, just to the left. So one of the side stands, but sort of just to the
behind
left.
Behind the dugout?
Like first, yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Probably like first couple of rows, but nearer to the goal.
Wow.
Yeah. Oof. Loved it.
What a day that was at Villa Park.
Unbelievable.
What a first 11, Ethan. Thank you very much. That's Ethan Payne's West Ham 11.
Sports Social Podcast Network.